Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast by Stephanie Laska. I lost 140 pounds, and I cannot wait to share all of my keto low-carb secrets with you during season 5. Get ready for a fast ride because the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast by Stephanie Laska is going to get you inspired and help you to be successful. Let's get started. Well, we're talking today about the keto versus weight loss drugs. Keto versus weight loss drugs. So give me a thumbs up if you want to know more about this topic. If you're a little curious, don't worry, no one can see you. But give me a thumbs up if this is a topic you are, want a little know a little bit more about, get some reassurance, get some more information. Keto versus weight loss drugs. So don't be shy. I promise no one can see you. Just your comments if you share. Even still, we can't see you. It's just your little person with the comment that you write, your picture. But in today's episode about keto versus weight loss drugs, I'm getting out my fighting fists because I want to address the pros and cons of each about keto versus weight loss drugs. And I want to give you my honest thoughts, my recommendations, and, some compassion and understanding. Because I think that it doesn't maybe have to be such a war where you feel in your head like, oh, I'm so terrible, or I chose this, or I chose that, or what should I do? And there's all this inner turmoil and, fighting and stress. And I don't think it has to be that way. So I want to address the pros and cons of each, the keto diet, as well as weight loss drugs. And I want to give you my opinion. I'm going to be sharing with you a total of 6 points. So I know this is a hot, hot topic, especially with what's in the news lately. 6 topics. So let's walk through them one at a time. So keto versus the weight loss drugs. Here we go. So let's do a quick rundown first, because just to level set where we're all at in life and what people know, what they don't know. But there is a wide range of weight loss prescriptions out there, right? There's all sorts of things. All sorts of things out there. Now, mainly the weight loss drugs that are available today, this very moment in time, they are being prescribed for type 2 diabetes. They're being prescribed for the treatment of obesity. And some are indicated for people who are overweight, not quite in the obese category. But in addition to being in the overweight category, they have health complications. So in general, that's really where we're at in terms of where the weight loss drugs are being prescribed by medical doctors. Not talking about supplements or off-label stuff, just the real deal things from the HCP. So we're all on the same page. Now, what are the hot ones that are out there right now? I bet you can tell me all of them in the comments. You guys know, I know you know. Tell me in the comments. What are the ones you've heard about? Because there's a lot going on in the media, the news, right? What is hot, hot, hot? Well, first of all, if you are thinking to yourself or typing in the comments, Wegovy, is that one that you've heard about? Wegovy, anyone talked about that or put a comment? Maybe Ozempic, did anyone write that one down? Now, bonus points if you get these spelled correctly, because they're not too easy sometimes to say or to spell. Another one, Rybelsus, yeah? Or maybe some of you are the science experts out there and you're even typing in maybe the molecule or what type of medication these are. And I may butcher this one. I'll try to say it correctly. But they are part of the semaglutide injectables. Semaglutide. That is the molecule that those are derived from at the pharmaceutical company. Now, the ones I just mentioned, right? We talked about Ozempic, Wegovy. These products are part of Novo Nordisk, their drug portfolio. Now, those different dose and what they're approved for, and I'm sure you've heard all the little things on TikTok, right, from your HCP or your own research, but there's other ones out there too. Did anyone talk about, I'm going to say this one slowly, ready? Mounjaro. Did anyone put that one in the comments? Mounjaro. That is from Eli Lilly and Company. And if you've been reading the newspaper lately, the headlines, you've probably been seeing a little bit more advertisements because Eli Lilly and Company has some new products that are in late phase development, right? Clinical trial development and seeing promising results. And so Eli Lilly is talking about a molecule which has not been yet named as of the time of this recording, but they're investigating, I'm going to try to say it slowly, retardretide. I may be butchering that one. Retardretide, R-E-T-A-T-R-I-T-I-D-E by Eli Lilly. And they are also promising more formats of their existing medications to come. So a lot of these medications have been only available in injectable. And some are hopeful that it might be out in a pill format coming in the future. So there's a lot of things going on, right? That's why it's in the news all the time. People want to know, like, what are my options? So that's why I wanted to put together this quick video for you and just give you some of the highlights. Now, what's the appeal of these guys? What's the appeal? Is it obvious? What's the appeal? I mean, who's telling you about them? Is it on Good Morning America? Or is it on your newspaper or news source? Or a lot of you, this is where most people are getting their information, from the movie stars. Is anyone getting it from Hollywood, right? Like, for example, I don't know, if you're on Twitter, you might have even seen, you know, it's not just the women, the men too. You might have even heard or seen the tweet by Elon Musk, the Tesla executive. He's like, oh, the weight loss drugs, blah, 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 blah. You know, all these movie stars, these influencers, people in Hollywood, it feels like it's everywhere. Everyone around you, it feels like they're talking about it. And maybe if it's not someone in Hollywood or on a social media influencer, you might even be seeing people at work, one of your neighbors or friends, anyone? So I'm dying to know, have you seen or heard people in your world at work, a friend, a family member? Who do you know? What have you seen? Put it in the comments. Let's just kind of, you know, share a little bit. I'd be curious to know, is it everywhere or is it just Hollywood? Are you seeing it in your friends, your neighbors, your church, your work setting? Let us know in the comments. So while you're doing that, I'm going to spin the wheel because I'm going to pick somebody from today's comments to win a prize. Just at random. And I do this all the time. Live, later, a month later, 6 months later, I'm always giving away fun stuff. And this is from me. I don't have people. There are no people, just me mailing you fun stuff. And today's prize, ooh, it's a good one, is the Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started book. That's a great prize. The Dirty Lazy Keto USA Today bestseller. I'm going to mail you, this is just a postcard so you can see that what it looks like. But I'm going to mail you a lucky person out there, USA Today bestseller, Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking All the Rules. I'll sign it. I'll mail it to your house. So if you want to win, put it in the comments. Say, pick me. I would love to have that book. That sounds amazing. And I'll mail it right to you for free, just from me to you. I'll even assign it and put a little note in there for you. Say, you can do it. Because I like to give stuff away. It makes me happy to give away prizes. And plus, it gets you guys more involved. It makes you more willing to take risks and be here today. And that's fun. So I can't wait to read all your comments and see who and what you are reading about these weight loss drugs in the world. So what are the other appeals? What is the appeal? The movie stars make it look super easy, right? They talk about how they have a decreased appetite. That's kind of obvious. They talk about how, you know, they used to be eating certain foods and now they're not having a craving for it because they're on these weight loss drugs and they're not feeling hungry. They're eating less. Therefore, they're losing weight. Is that what you're hearing? And for a lot of you, this is pretty, you know, interesting stuff. I get it. That's why we're doing this talk today. And you can't help but think, is this magical? Right? Like, I'm being a little silly today with my props just to entertain you. So I put on my magic hat. I've got my eight ball here in my hand, my magic eight ball. But it feels that way almost when you see these people who before and after photos in such a rapid fashion seem to be dropping weight while really not suffering or making any changes. So it looks fast, right? It looks easy. It looks like they're having no effort. And, you know, it kind of catches our attention, I have to say. So I get it. I get it. Now, are there any drawbacks? I told you there'd be six things that I wanted to cover today. And we're already on to number three. Six things, and we're already on number three. Let's slow down a little bit. We're talking about keto diet versus the weight loss drugs. Are there any drawbacks? Should I have started with those? You're like, I don't know. It's like too good to be true, right? Everyone's too excited. So I want to acknowledge that there are drawbacks. And before I tell you what they are or share some of the highlights, I want to tell you a quick story. I was talking to a friend of mine who happens to be a dermatologist. This is totally unrelated kind of medical discussion. But I was asking my friend, the dermatologist, we were just chatting, having lunch, and I said, what's the number one complaint you have of patients? You know, she's a dermatologist. She sees skin, cancer, burns, all sorts of interesting things. I'm like, what's the number one thing that brings people in to see you or a question they have? And she says, wrinkles. And I'm like, wrinkles? Okay. I was expecting some medical mystery, eczema, I don't know. And she says, wrinkles. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you tell them to do then? What's your advice for them when their number one complaint is wrinkles? She says, oh, I tell them to go on the cupcake diet. I'm holding up my giant cupcake here. I'm like, the cupcake diet? That sounds really interesting. Like, can you please tell me more about this mysterious cupcake diet that I've never heard of? Like, I was cracking up. What is the cupcake diet? I had to know. And she says, oh, I just tell them to eat a lot of cupcakes and then they'll gain weight. And then their face, instead of having wrinkles, it'll go like this. Smooth as a baby's bottom. And she blew up her face, like blew air in her cheeks. And I'm like, oh, okay, she's being funny. Funny? Ha ha, funny, right? But she makes that point. She tells that story to her patients because, you know, if you're looking to solve one problem with something quick fix, something, you know, rapid fashion, something like snap of the finger, generally, fixing one problem, you might be causing another problem, right? Yes, gaining weight and eating cupcakes might get rid of your wrinkles pretty fast because your face fills in, right? And it blows up. But then all of a sudden, you're dealing with something else. So you're trading one problem for another. And that being said, you know, that's why I want to be realistic about looking at the drawbacks, the potential negatives, the risks involved when we're talking about the use of weight loss drugs. Now, this one gets a lot of hype in the media, but tell me what you think the drawbacks are while I get started here. I'm putting on my prop. Tell me what you think the negatives are. Put that in the comments. Here's the biggest one a lot of people say, not the biggest, but here's a popular criticism of the weight loss drugs. And I'm putting on my giant money hat here and holding some $100 bills because let's face it, these weight loss drugs, a lot of them are not covered by insurance, right? And they are expensive. And it's not like you just do it one and done. It's something that people are taking on a regular basis, the shots weekly or monthly, the pills regularly. They're going to the doctor frequently for monitoring and lab work, and it is an expensive adventure. True? Now, in addition to spending a whole lot of money on these weight loss drugs, what is another potential drawback or negative? Did anyone in the comments say, ouch, people are having to do shots to themselves? Ouch, no thank you. Nobody likes the shots, right? Like that's all you had to say was shots and people are like, I'm good. Maybe I'll try that cupcake diet instead. I'm teasing. But seriously, injectables are not very popular when it comes to losing weight, right? That's a huge negative. And I know they're working on it, and I know people are saying, oh, there's pills coming and whatnot. But for now, a lot of the processes do involve injectables and injections. So it's expensive, it hurts, and I'm trying to, you know, show you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. There are a lot of side effects involved. So if you shared about the possible GI side effects of any of these weight loss drugs, they might range from nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, constipation, stomach ache. Yeah? So I'm holding up my poop pillow here to make that point. And these are all, you know, okay, all right, sure. You know, maybe bearable, maybe tolerable, considering where you're at and what you're looking for. But then there are, in addition to all that, this is where things get a little bit upsetting and scary. Let's talk about some of the health and safety risks. Now, I'm holding up my beware sign because we don't know necessarily what all these drugs are all about. Now, you might be wondering, is she trying to push me into the keto diet? Is she pushing me into the weight loss drug arena? What's Stephanie's opinion on this? I'm just trying to present you with all the information so that you can decide what's best for you. Now, obviously, I have my opinion, and I'll be getting to that later, not lately. But I just want to encourage you to really think about both sides of the issue and do all the research yourself. You know, it's not always just TikTok and Elon Musk and whoever you see on, you know, your church barbecue that makes it all just look hunky-dory. Because there's a lot of other scary side effects known. And you just go read the package information. You talk to the pharmacist. You go to the website and read that little black and white box or the fine print. And all of a sudden, you're reading things about retinopathy possibly developing, maybe thyroid tumors, right? Like if you go to the I keep wanting to say these wrong, but Munjaro. You go to their website. There's a giant black box running right at the top on their package insert talking about the possibility of tumors growing on a thyroid. These are real risks, right? There are a lot of them. And you'll have to do your own research and decide if that is going to be something you're willing to take. But we may not even know all the known risks for these medications because they're pretty new. Let's face it. Now, how many of you guys have been around for a while? Because I have. And in terms of the weight loss arena, now, do you guys remember Fen-Phen? Anyone remember that? What about Ephedra, Meridia, or keep going back. Think about some of the others that I'm not mentioning here. Think back to some of the other weight loss drugs that were out a while ago, and then they disappeared. Put that in the comments if you can think of one. And if you want, if you feel brave, share why. Why were those pulled off the market? Because, you know, we think, oh, it'll be fine, right? It's cupcake diet. Everything's good. No, some of these products come with severe risks. They might have been pulled off the market after a period of time where all of a sudden long-term data, long-term studies showed there was a risk of increased heart attack, stroke, kidney, liver damage, possible death, things that were irreparable. So Debbie Downer over here, I know guys, I just want you to be careful and be safe and be healthy. So take a look at the prescription information on each of these products. Talk to your pharmacist and really do your own independent research prior to signing on to any of these activities. Even if you're just curious, read the actual information so that you can get a better picture of what you might be thinking about. I think it might help you make a different decision. Possible. Now, will any of these drawbacks stop you from wanting to try a weight loss drug? Tell me in the comments. Be honest if you want, share it. That's why we're having this conversation. Let's get real here. Because will any of these potential or possible side effects stop people like you and me from wanting to know more, wanting to know if there's a magic pill, wanting to read more and look at those TikToks and look at those tweets and social media posts? We are curious, me included. We all as a society crave a magic pill. We want to eat french fries and chocolate and cupcakes and not have any problems or ramifications. We want to lose weight and be healthy but not have to do any of the work. Everybody wants that. We all want that quick fix. So I get that these weight loss drugs could be very tempting. Now I want to share with you just a little bit of my own journey so that you're not thinking like, this girl doesn't know what she's talking about. You know, she's blabbing about all these like black box warnings and blah, 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 blah. No, I have been there. I have been in these shoes. I have struggled myself. I have hit the rock bottom. I was suffering. I was almost 300 pounds. I was morbidly obese, class 3. Whenever I share these pictures, I can barely look because it just, you know, it's just so startling to me. Weighing almost 300 pounds, you know, being a size 26, like 3X, 4X, and having all the challenges that I did in my day-to-day life, being so tired, you know, feeling not good about myself, potential health issues, just I had really bad headaches all the time and was tired, and I had 2 little kids, and I just didn't feel happy. I had a terrible relationship with food, and inside I just struggled with shame, with low self-esteem. Not to mention the physical ailments, right, that go along with being a person who's struggling with their weight. There's physical parts and then there's emotional parts. But I remember hitting my rock bottom. I put my rock down because it's making dirt all over me. But when I hit rock bottom, you guys, I would have done absolutely anything to lose weight. I felt so desperate. I felt so out of control, so scared. I had no idea what to do. I was just desperate. That's the only real word I can to capture, you know, how I felt at this moment. And I would have done anything. I would have taken anything. I would have mortgaged my house. I would have taken all the risks. I would have done anything if someone had guaranteed to me that I would have lost weight and I'd be able to keep it off. I would have done anything because I was so desperate. Seriously, I had no idea that there was a way of eating out there, a nutritional change that I could make that wouldn't make me miserable and fail. I had no idea. I had no idea that there was an option out there, like a one last try option, where I might be able to turn my life around without having to go under the knife, without having to have a stomach stapling, without having to give myself daily injections. I was just so lost and scared and so desperate. And so I just want to assure you that I understand, I get it when you hear these headlines, no matter where you're at in your journey. You see these headlines, you see the before and after, and it's tempting. You want that quick fix. I get it. But here's the one issue that I couldn't get over when I was hit my rock bottom. And this might be the issue that you struggle with as well. Now, I pull up a tissue here. This is the only thing I could find that was somewhat like tissue issue. This was the last issue I couldn't get over. So I have my tissue for the issue. I know, it's a terrible joke. But I'm trying to drive home my point here. My issue with all of these, like, okay, should I do this? Should I do this? Should I do this? Should I do this? My issue was that, am I going to gain a bunch of, am I going to lose some weight short term? Am I going to lose some weight short term? And then the second I stop taking whatever magic pill or magic medicine or magic supplement, whatever people are telling me to do, the second I stop taking it or injecting myself or whatever, am I going to just gain it all back? Well, yeah, that's that's the problem, right? Because that's what's happening. Like, let's be real. I mean, a lot of us out there are willing to put our lives on the line for weight loss because we're sad and we're upset and we're desperate and we don't feel like there's any hope for us. So I understand that. But know that there is a known risk, a known hazard with these. This is known. This is published. This is out there from these same great, amazing weight loss drugs and injectables that people are yammering on about. If you stop taking them, people gain the weight back. It's in the clinical trials. It's in the package insert. It's known. People discuss it. They say, well, you got to just keep taking it. That is a big problem for me, and it may be a huge problem for you. I don't want to have to take some injectable or pill for the rest of my life. And who knows what kind of health effects this is going to have. If you're struggling right now and you're thinking, there's got to be another way. There has to be another way. And I don't want to be on this weight loss, you know, merry-go-round for the rest of my life. You want sustainable weight loss. You don't want to have... Digging for my boomerang, which fell on the floor. How sad. I had the boomerang. It fell down. Okay, we'll pretend I have the boomerang. But this rebound effect, this boomerang situation where you're gaining weight, you're losing it, you're losing weight. I don't want that. I don't think you want it. Tell me the truth in the comments. Are you guys done being on that weight loss merry-go-round? Are you done? You don't want to gain it all back, right? You want something else. And that's why I wanted to put together this podcast today. Now, I told you there'd be six different points, and I'm on number five. Number five, I want to share with you my recommendation. Here it is, guys. Here's the truth. I realize and I respect that only you and your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. I respect that, and I won't judge, and I'll still support you no matter what you decide. But, my giant but, I'm going to give you my 2 cents. Maybe it's 4 cents. I got my rolls of penny here, but I want to give you my 2 cents. Just in case you're still on the fence here and you're not quite sure what you're going to do, here's my 2 cents. Dirty Lazy Keto works. It's just plain and simple. It works. It works. And it's not painful. And it's not expensive. It works. It works. It works. Did I say it works? I mean, come on. I lost 140 pounds. I lost 10 pounds a month for about a year and a half once I made the decision to change the foods that I ate. I didn't have to go to a doctor. I didn't have to get a prescription. I didn't have to risk heart attack or retinopathy or risk stroke, kidney damage, all of these scary things, tumors. I didn't have to risk those things by taking a weight loss medicine, and neither do you. You can just change the food that you're eating. I want to give you that enthusiasm. I want to give you that confidence that you can do this. Now, I lost this weight about 10 pounds a month. If I can do it, so can you. And furthermore, I'm so proud to share this number with you, but I have lost this weight and I have kept it off now for 10 years, almost a decade. That's crazy. I mean, like you, or if this is something you're struggling with, weight issues have plagued me my whole adult life. Even as a young person, I was up and down, up and down, up and down, desperate for a change, desperate for anything that would work for me so that I would stop going up and down, up and down, up and down, and just feeling so humiliated and so defeated and so shameful about myself. And once I decided to try one more time, this one last time, to try for a nutritional change, something new, like a low-carb way of eating, and really do the keto diet so that I get into ketosis, I stay in ketosis, I become fat-adapted, and change the way I eat, right? To cut back on the carbs, to get rid of refined sugar, to get rid of all that yucky stuff that was making me feel bad about myself. As soon as I did that, my life changed dramatically. Now, I want to assure you, this is all normal food from a normal, everyday grocery store just like you have in your community. Where do you shop at? Put it in the comments. Everybody has the normal, everyday food that you could be successful to lose weight, to maintain that weight loss on Dirty Lazy Keto. So I got my shopping cart here. Here's a picture of me with my shopping cart at the 99 cent store. Because I'm really classy and I like to save money. I go to a lot of discount grocery stores to save. Because it doesn't have to be expensive either. You don't have to buy all this gourmet everything and homegrown everything. You can buy all sorts of everyday house brands and things that are on sale and enjoy regular food, right? That normal people eat, everyday people, people that aren't trying to lose weight. I'm holding up some whole milk yogurt here, some vegetables, holding up some cheese, holding up a jar of mayonnaise, bacon. I mean, these are just random everyday foods. Nothing fancy, nothing expensive. You don't have to go buy MCT oil or ketone meters or yada yada, none of that. Just regular old food from regular grocery stores that you have in your neighborhood. So I'm not the only one that's had success, you guys. Just because I shared with you I've lost weight, there's a lot of people on Dirty Lazy Keto from around the world who have also had success. I just pulled out a couple of magazine articles here because I think it's fun. You know, these have like 6 million subscribers each. But here's a First for Women, a recent publication with Jeannie. She's age 59. She's lost, what does that say, 167 pounds with the help of Dirty Lazy Keto. Isn't that amazing? Look at her on the cover, nonetheless. Here's another example. Here's Barb on the cover. Carol, here's Carol right here on Women's World. Barb and Carol lost 284 pounds. Front page of the article here. There's a new one coming out this week on Women's World with Cheryl. You'll have to look for it. She's on the cover at age 68. Just wait for her beautiful picture. Oh my gosh, you're going to be blown away. Here's another one, First for Women. Oh, another First for Women here. And inside the article. So lots of magazine articles are showing the benefits of Dirty Lazy Keto. The way we eat is not a secret anymore. Right? My books have been featured in all sorts of publications from Playboy, no pictures, Reader's Digest, you know, all sorts of major websites. I was on the Today Show. But this is catching on. This is a way of life for a lot of people, and it works. So weight loss isn't the only benefit, though. I know that I'm sharing that, and I'm showing some of those tricks or focusing in on that. But, you know, weight loss isn't it might be the sexiest thing. A lot of us are like, oh, we want to lose the weight. But there are so many other benefits. And I will link up a video right after this that talks about the hidden benefits of the ketogenic diet. So that'll be linked up right next. It talks a little bit about more. Because sometimes a weight loss might get you started, get you here. But then you figure, oh my gosh, there's so many other hidden diet benefits. I'm going to stick with the ketogenic diet forever because you love it. So number 6, I know we talked about there'd be 6 tips today, 6 topics. And I want to throw you this lifeline from my last spiel for number 6. And I've got my miniature life jacket here. Isn't that cute? But I just want to assure you that I'm here to support you on your journey. I'm going to help you with sustainable weight loss. I want to encourage you to take this seriously, to take your health seriously, and to try one last time. If you're starting to lean toward the medications and that, I want you to try one last time and take this really seriously and let me be here to support you, because you are going to be able to eat delicious, rich, filling foods that won't make you feel hangry or angry. You are emotionally not going to feel like you're missing out. With Dirty Lazy Keto, the food is normal, right? It's not a typical diet that I want you to just throw in the trash can. Old ways of eating where you're starving, where you're hungry all the time, you feel deprived, you feel angry, you feel hangry. Throw that mentality away in the trash and focus on enjoying real food, real fats, real protein throughout the day, and high fiber carbs that make you feel full and satisfied. I will teach you how to cook this way. I'll teach you tricks and meals. I'm going to teach you everything you need to know and help support you along the way. And when you're sharing and posting, I'll be cheering you on social media. Tag me, ask me questions. I'm right here with you, my friends. So if you do need more specifics and you want more ideas, think about starting with extra easy keto. A lot of people say, well, I need it a little easier. Like, break it down. This gets complicated. So I understand if you're like still having questions and you're not sure where to begin. I do recommend, out of all the resources I have, that you start with Extra Easy Keto, 7 Days to Ketogenic Weight Loss on a Low Carb Diet by Stephanie Laska. It's audiobook, ebook, paperback. Right now it's at Target. It won't be forever, but online always on Amazon. But figure out some cheat sheets. Get the list together. That's what I like to share in my books. Little tricks for yourself. Go-to meals that will make you feel satisfied when you're stressed and you don't have a lot of time. That's where I share a lot of my tricks and tips. I want it to be simple. I want it to be easy for you to understand. I don't want you to feel stressed out. So Extra Easy Keto is doable for everyone, you guys. Doesn't matter how old you are, where you live. This is a way of eating, a way of living where you can have sustainable weight loss and better health benefits. Not just the weight loss, but lots and lots of others. Lots and lots of other benefits from the ketogenic diet. So what do you guys think so far? I know I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Talking. Oh, now I found my boomerang that I was trying to look for earlier. Here it goes. What do you guys think about this? I mean, do you feel any differently? Did I make you feel acknowledged? Because, you know, everyone wants a quick fix in life. Everybody does. But then when you think about, oh my gosh, I'm going to be paying all that money. I'm risking my life. I'm having potential side effects. I might be just gaining it all back anyway. I think if we put that in perspective, the keto diet becomes a little bit more doable, doesn't it? It could be. Let me know what you think in the comments. I'm acknowledging that we're all in different places and there is no judgment. I just want you to be happy and have and be safe and have all the information in front of you when you go about your future and your health journey. But I'm here to support you on your ketogenic weight loss journey, on your health journey. I'm appreciative of you being here. I'm grateful for your comments, for your feedback. And I'm super excited that you're sharing and participating in this keto community, because we got to be here for each other. There's not a lot of people out there who have been there and done that, right?
That was easy.
Is it easy? Who out there is teaching us and guiding us and being our role models? There's not a lot of people out there, right? How many people have lost a lot of weight and kept it off for a long time? Do you know statistically it's like less than 1%? Because quote unquote diets don't work. So find this way of life, find this way of eating that's not a diet, that's a nutritional change, which is a complete perspective and lifestyle, and then you'll never be on a diet again. Plus you'll be happy and satisfied and healthier, right? All those problems that go away with obesity, it could just change your life. So I encourage you, give it one last time. That's what I did. That's how I turned my life around, by just that one last try. And I just went all in and I learned as much as I could. And lo and behold, here I am today trying to be that person for you, to help guide you and to inspire you and to help support you on your journey. So give yourself a round of applause. You did so good today. You did so good today. I'm so proud of you. I hope that you are proud of yourself. Are you proud of yourself? Because this is an adventure we're on here. So let's all celebrate. Let's give yourself big thumbs up, big hurrahs, and be part of this community. Let's do it. Are we ready? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Let's do it. Thanks for joining me on the adventure today with the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast. If you have questions about what we talked about, head over to my website, dirtylazyketo.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my free newsletter.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.